Who were your early influences? Why'd you pick up the guitar and want to sing and all?
Well, being the age I am, I kind of came of, grew up with rock and roll. You know, it was, at one day it was, you know, Rosemary Clooney singing "How Much Is That Dog in the Window?" And the next day it was, you know, Elvis, Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, you know, all those people. And it was just mind-blowing. I mean, it was as, maybe even bigger than, you know, as far as it being a musical occurrence than when the Beatles thing hit, because this was so different from what had gone before. And I was just a big fan of all that, and I was at the right age. And then I was at the right age again when the Beatles hit, because I was at the age where, wow, you could actually maybe do this. I mean, in terms of start a band. Everybody, you know, start a band. Because before that, most people were in bands. You know, they were looked at like being one step above cat burglars or something. You know, you didn't know anybody was in a band because, well, those were, you know, bizarre people. But then all of a sudden, then everybody was in a band. You know, they'd say, do you want to be the drummer? Yeah, do you play drums? No. Well, that's okay. Get some drums. Be the drummer.
Do you have an all-time favorite band?
An all-time favorite band? Gosh, that's a tough question. I have a good friend who has a theory that there's only two types of people in the world. There's either Beatles people or Stones people, you know. I don't know who would be my favorite band. I really don't know. It would probably be Springsteen, E Street Band. And once again, there's a good example. I mean, there's only like one guy in that band that's a great musician. You know, there's not a lot of, but they're a great band. It's the old thing. You don't need to be a virtuoso, but a band just has to be a band. It has to, you know, play together the right way. There's so many bands. I could name them. I mean, how can you go wrong saying the Beatles or the Stones or any of them?
Well, if there's two types of people, which one are you?
After a lot of thought, I've just come down on the fact if someone said you can only take, you know, one catalog to the desert island, I would take the Stones.